Welcome to Real Time with WLP. My name is Evelina Boyd, and I'm a market access manager at GSK, and I'm also thrilled to be back to host this special year-end podcast. At the conclusion of every year, we ask one singular question of our past guests. This year we asked, what is one thing you wish you had known earlier in your career? Let's hear what our guests have to say.
I wish that I would have been more of a purpose-driven leader earlier on, and also to not be afraid to be myself and use my voice to make a difference.
I think the one thing I wish I had known earlier in my career is that new things, challenging things can be fun. Just the mindset around having fun. When I first took on a leadership role, I had never led people before. Someone close to me said, listen, you're going to screw it up. Make sure you have fun. And that perspective is something that I've brought with me to, you know, my personal life and a bunch of different aspects to my professional life. If you've got the right intent and if you're really trying to do well, have fun learning, experiment, try new things, see what works, see what doesn't. It's really changed how I perceive things that I'm not that good at work. They've become a source of joy. So yeah, that's one thing I wish I'd known.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the most important thing I wish someone had told me is that there's not one path to career success. That, you know, what I've discovered is that the career ladder can be a fallacy and that the career lattice is really more accurate, meaning that it's okay that through the journey of your life that you have different passions, interests, and that your life may move you to embark upon a different career path or career journey, and that that's okay. It doesn't mean that you have slowed your success or diminished your success, but that you're still following in a path that's aligned with who you are, what you want to contribute, and what makes sense for you in your current life. I mean, when I was 40, the things that I enjoyed at 20 were the same things. And at my age now, in my 50s, the things that I did in my 30s, I wouldn't want to do now. And so I wish someone had said that as you move through the lifespan, you may decide to change things up or do something different. You don't have to stay in one road or one leg of the journey of your career, but you have options and you have choices. And that doesn't mean that you're not successful in any of the things that you do.
I wish someone had told me earlier in my career that listening can be much more powerful than speaking. A lot of the time we're told to be confident and let people hear your voice in the room. And a lot of the time my most impactful meetings have been from listening to others. And I don't just mean hearing them, but actively understanding them and what they're trying to say. And it helps me get closer to their problems, their challenges, and being in a better position to work with them to help solve them.
Well, I think I'm going to talk about cultural intelligence, especially if you are a global leader in pharma. It is very important to pay attention to this aspect, because if you're managing different time zone, different culture, different countries, it is so important to spend time to know the context, to know the culture, to understand how decision making is done in a particular country versus another, to understand the rituals and how decisions are made, because this will help us to really get included in the discussion in a faster way. And also it will help you to understand the context better. And how things are done locally. And in my job now, I am very grateful of the experience that I had in the past in different countries and area of the world, because this is really helping me to accelerate my learning and to also accelerate my comfort in dealing with so many countries. I think there is a very important piece around observation, around taking the time to see a little bit the team dynamic, to understand the personality and also the culture how the culture plays into the relationship you're trying to build with the colleagues living in a different country?
What a great question. For me, I think it's saying yes to everything is not actually what will set you up for success. I think being thoughtful about where and who you spend your time with will help you define a better career path that is more fulfilling and rewarding for you in the long term.
As we conclude our third year of podcasting, I'd like to thank all our past guests and thank you for listening into a special year in podcast. To stay up to date on future episodes, please subscribe or visit womenleadersinpharma.com.